Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you from Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Aleph, and we are really up for a tremendously exciting daf, which is going to further explore the profound interrelationships between the nature of the Korban, the nature of the Chet, the nature of the Shogeg, and the nature of the Yediyah. Because remember, we have this very complex interrelationship of Shabbos, a dual aspect of Shabbos, one of which is the concept of Shabbos, and the other is the actual melachos that one's not allowed to do on Shabbos. We haven't completely understood in what sense the karbonas for the Shabbos are the same as the karbonas for the melachos that you do on Shabbos, or whether, for that matter, they really are the same, whether it's a completely different issue. So we did have some questions before where we were trying to figure out whether the bringing of the korban was for the shogeg per se. Was it, couldn't possibly be for the actual chait, because of some other issues that we had, which we're going to explore more today. Could it be for the idea? Those were some of the questions we spoke about. One of the most beautiful ways of breaking this sugya wide open was when we started talking about the question of what if you do both? What if you have the shigoga of Shabbos and you have separately the also fact that you forgot the malachas? Now, that didn't get us very far. The reason that it didn't get us very far was because over there we were able to look at the subsuming issue, which is what we came out with in the end. The subsuming issue, therefore, would be the overall fact that you're going to have to be bringing a korban on the fact that you forgot it was Shabbos today. So we've managed to work out another experiment, which is much more sophisticated and which yields much more data. The other experiment is beautiful, and we're about to start that today. And this is Rava's statement, which breaks open the sugya for us. So take a look about a quarter of the way up of the daf on Amud Beis, on Ayin Amud Beis, and see how brilliantly Rava works out a way to bring out the issue of the interrelationship between the carbon that is being brought on the Shabbos and the carbon that is being brought on the Malacha. Because this is like really one of the Masechta's most brilliant moves. So here's the deal. Omar Rava, Katsar v'tachan kegrogeret b'shigigat Shabbat. Now, suppose you forgot that the day was Shabbos, okay? The way that you did the chait of Chilul Shabbos was that you went ahead and you did the act of harvesting, plus you also ground what you harvested, and it was a shear of a grogeret, which is the minimal shear. But you did this because you forgot the day was Shabbos. But you knew that these malachas were indeed aser. Now, next Shabbos, or a month later, whatever it is, you do the same thing again, except this time, you know that it's Shabbos, and you forgot that these two malachas are aser. So now, you end up having done the same exact actions, but you did them in two different ways, right? So in one case, you would be chayav one carbon for the entire Shabbos. And in the other case, you would be chayav separately one carbon for each malacha. But it's the same malachas each time. So here is the point, says Rava. What I say is that if, let us say, that after doing this, you find out, nodalo al ktsira v'techina shel shigigat Shabbat, Uzedon Malachot. So you first find out about the fact. And remember, it's the finding out that is mechayev you at that moment, the Korban Chatas. So you find out that you had, oh my gosh, I forgot that day was Shabbos. Okay, so what are you chayev now? One Korban on Chilul Shabbos. A Chilul Shabbos that happens to have been done via the Malacha of Ktsira plus Techina, right? Okay. Then you find out, before you get a chance to bring the carbon, let's not think about that. Then you find out later that you had also been mechallel Shabbos a month later with doing the malacha of Getzira and Techina, knowing that it was Shabbos, but having forgotten that those were halacha, where those were Isurim. What's halacha? What I say, says Rava, is like this. The deal would be that the Ketzira would be Goreret Ketzira. The fact that the second Ketzira was done by Shigigas Ketzira does not matter to me, because the first carbon that I was Chayev was a carbon of Chilul Shabbos on Ketzira, right? Okay. Now, the second one is therefore incorporated within that one, because you can't bring a carbon on the Chilul Shabbos done via Ketzira and then bring it again on the Chilul Shabbos done via Ketzira, even though one of them was B'Shigigas Shabbos and one of them was B'Shigigas Malachas. Because the fact is, whatever it is that triggers the Chiyuv, ultimately, the Chatas is coming to be Mechaper on the Chilul Shabbos qua Chilul Shabbos. And therefore, once you are being Mechaper on this, with a single carbon, on both Ketzira and Techina, because of the fact that you forgot that today was Shabbos, you have essentially been Mechaper on the Chet of Ketzira v'Techina on Shabbos. And therefore, the second Ketzira v'Techina, which would have been Mechayev, you have two separate korbanos, you will never have to bring, because you already brought the korban of Ketzira v'Techina. And therefore, Ketzira is Goreret Ketzira, and Techina is Gorera Techina, because you've been Mechaper for those acts. Now, it gets a lot more complicated by the following case that Rava postulates. Suppose you found out only about the Ketzira that was done B'Zidon Shabbat and Shigigat Milachot. So in other words, you found out about the Ketzira of the one that was Mechayev you Ketzira alone because you had forgotten that you weren't allowed to do Ketzira. And now you're going to bring the separate carbon for Ketzira that had been done B'Shigigat HaKetzira, right? That was the second time that you were over. What happens in that case, now here we get into something much more complex. If you're going to be bringing the carbon on the Chilul Shabbos of the Ketzira, we have no choice but to incorporate within that carbon the fact that you were Mechaper on Chilul Shabbos via the act of Ketzira on Shabbos. Whether it was done because of the fact, as it had been initially, that you forgot it was Shabbat, or whether it had been done as it had been done secondarily, but then you only remember the second one, because of the fact that you did Ketzira. But the bottom line is, you did an act of Ketzira, followed by another act of Ketzira, Behe'aleim Echad, and I want you to please, please write down those words. I've asked you before to write it down. I didn't see any response. Behe'aleim Echad. That is a central idea, that as long as there was no Yediyah, that was another word that you were supposed to write down, as long as the technical term Yediyah, as long as there was no recognition of the Chet, it doesn't matter how separate one of those Chatoyim are from the other in terms of time. The fact is that it is the same Chet. So it would be like, for instance, you ate a Kizayis of Chelev on one day, and you ate a Kizayit of Chelev a year later. You never knew about the fact that Chelev was Aser. This is called Helim Echad. And therefore, when you bring one carbon, you would bring one carbon on both of those ha'alamot. So therefore, in this case, when you're bringing the one carbon for the Ketzira, you are ipso facto being mechaper on the original Ketzira, which was all behelim echad with the second Ketzira for which you're bringing the carbon on, right? Okay, now comes the complication. If I was, in fact, Mechaper, on the original Ketzira, how was that original Ketzira triggered to bring a carbon? Only because of the fact that I had forgotten that it was Shabbos. And the chiyuv of the carbon over there was because of the fact that I had made a shogeg about today being Shabbos, and I thought, let's say it was Friday, right? So when I'm anyway going to be Mechaper on that Ketzira, because look, the bottom line is, I can't bring two karbonas on the act of Ketzira two separate times that was done, Behelem Echad, despite the fact that one was a Shigigat Shabbat and the other one was a Shigigat Ktsira, what the heck happens to the Tchina that was done together with the Ktsira? Because I can't possibly bring a carbon on the Tchina, because in having brought the carbon on the Chilul of Yom HaShabbat, which I had forgotten, I automatically would have had to include the Tchina with it, right? Because I can't separate them. So now I'm in a pickle. If I look at the original carbon that was meant to come for the Chilul Shabbos by thinking it was Friday, the Ketzira and the Tchina would all have been one thing. But I never remembered that day. What I did remember was the second Ketzira. But the second Ketzira had no connection to the Tchina that was with it. It was a completely separate melacha and would have required a completely separate carbon. Nonetheless, when I went ahead and I brought the carbon on Ketzira B, I automatically was mechaper on Ketzira A. Therefore, says Rava, in that case, because a carbon was brought that affected the initial achila, the initial chilul of Shabbos that was done the first time, the chilul Shabbos A through Shigigat Shabbos, it is going to drag along Techina along with the Ktsira, because I have no way of dividing between them. Since the carbon that was meant on that act was a single carbon that affects all chilul Shabbos that took place on that day, not so? So then that means that the original Ktsira is going to drag along with it the Tchina. And then the Tchina, now I have a bigger problem. So that means that I've essentially already brought a carbon for Tchina on Shabbos that was all basically within the same frame of Ha'alama that I did another Tchina with, which I never remembered. So that even though I wasn't bringing a carbon on that Tchina specifically, but I was bringing a carbon for the Shabbos that included the Tchina. So if I brought already a carbon on Tchina, how can I bring a carbon on the separate Tchina, which was an act that would otherwise have been Mechayev, a separate carbon? Therefore, what happens over here is that the carbon brought on the Ketzira is Goreret the Ketzira A plus the Tchina A. But once the Tchina A is also being dragged in together with the Ktsira, that would not mean that the second Tchina is going to be able to be mechuper by a carbon that was never brought specifically for Tchina. It only happens to have been brought for a Chilul Shabbos, but that Chilul Shabbos took place with or without the Tchina. So the moment that I find out about the Tchina B, I'm still going to have to bring a carbon for Tchina B, because I can't really justify saying that the carbon was originally brought for Tchina B. Abaya says, no, not so. Tchina, actually, A is Goreret Tchina B. Why? Because Shem Tchina Achati. If you're looking at what was Mechupar was Chilul Shabbos through doing Tchina and through doing Ketzira. And you, Rav, are motivated to that, because you said that it's only Tchina B that's b'mekoma omedet, because there is no way to distinguish between the two elements of the original Chilul Shabbos. Okay, so you see how brilliant this is set up? This is absolutely amazing, because this touches really on the underlying question of the relationship of the carbon to the act, as opposed to the relationship of the carbon with the trigger of the carbon, which subsequently is mechaper on the act. So according to Abaye, Abaye says, look, I mean, the bottom line is the first Ketzira, we're all agreed that the first Ketzira is certainly going to include the second Ketzira, right? Because once I'm being mechaper, it's going to be mechaper on all types of Ketzira. And that's not called really gerira. But gerira, to drag along with something that the carbon wasn't intended for, in terms of what you remember, there was novo nodalo, that would be on the Tchina. And so Rava holds, we don't say gerira on the second Tchina. And Abaya says, we even say the Ketzira on the second Trina, because the bottom line is we can't distinguish between the act of Chil Shabbos Betrina, whether it was done through Shikchat Shabbos or whether it was done through Shikchat Melachot. So this is a very profound machlokas about the connection of the korban to the kapora on the act per se. Now, ask the Gemara a bigger question. Before we get into the details, by the way, I want to tell you something now in order to avoid problems later. You'll note that we've made an assumption over here, and it turns out that this assumption has got an awful lot of qualifications that we need to make. The assumption is that once something is considered to be behalem echat, it's considered to be within that same lack of knowledge slice of time, that there would be no way to separate out the chiyuvim of one part of the act from another part of the act. Because that seems to be what we're saying over here. At whatever point that you find out about it, it wouldn't matter. Whichever one you found out first, in the first case we talked about what would be if you found out the Ketzira that was together with the Trina, with the Chilul Shabbos being the problem, and in the other case it was the other way around. But it really wouldn't matter, because we've made the assumption over here that certainly if we ignore the concept of Grira, please write down the word Grira, if we ignore the concept called Grira, there certainly is no question that Behelim Echad, one carbon brought for the same idea, will always be Mechaper on anything else that was done in that same Helim, however long it took. This is not to be confused with the other question of whether an act is considered to be a single act, let's say, of Achila, in which case it would need to be within a shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. Over there, you wouldn't say Behelim Echad. But we're talking about the same Avera, not the same act of Avera. Big difference between the two. Well, it turns out later that that is by no means a given, even though we're pretending here it's a given. So don't be surprised when on Amud Beis we get to re-examine the fundamentals of the very question that Abaya and Rava have been discussing here. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, she'hakol nihyeh bedvaro. Now our question is, Rava seems to be contradicting himself, because from what we know, Rava doesn't even believe in Grira at all. Asks the Gemara, Umi Isa L'Rava Grira, what about the following case? A guy ate 2 kizesim of chelev over a period of time, and it was all though within one halama. He finds out about one of them, and then, while he only knew about one, he goes ahead and he eats another kizayis of chelev, still within the period of the halama of the second one. Wow. Fascinating, right? Because this is going to clarify the aspect of Grira without getting into the confusion of the difference between malachas. So he eats chelev A. A week later, chelev B. He finds out about chelev A, does not find about chelev B, and a week later eats chelev C. Now, he then eats kizayat behala b'shal sheni. So he eats chelev, and the third week, chelev C. Therefore, it says Rava, okay, here's what the deal is. If you bring a carbon on chelev A, you automatically were mechaper on chelev B, because they're both the same halama. So then rishon v'sheni mitchaprim. But chelev C would not be mechupar with the carbon on chelev A. Suppose you bring a carbon on chelev C. Then you were mechaper on chelev B and C, because B and C are within the same halama, and as we've said over here, you cannot bring a carbon on 2 things that were within the same halama and pretend that it's only mechaper on one of those things, despite the fact that you didn't know about the other one. Again, we're going to be examining this supposition later. Now, how about, in that case, Rishon would not be mechaper, but how about if you brought a carbon on chelev B? If you brought a carbon on chelev B, then all 3 of them will be mitzchaper, because you now were mechaper on an avera that was Behele Mechat with both A and Z. And therefore, there's no way to bring a separate carbon for something that was already brought within the same Ha'aloma. Abaye Yomar, whereas Abaye says, Afilu evi korban alechad mehem nitchapru kulan. Now here is Abaye saying his Gerira idea again. Because Abaye says, look, you're absolutely right. If all we had to think about was the question of Ha'aloma Achat. Naturally, we can't bring a carbon on a separate Ha'aloma from another carbon. But if what we're talking about is on the same Avera, so then that's called Gerira. And if it's Gerira, we should be able to be Mechaper with Gerira. Now, in this case, Rava seems to deny the existence of Gerira totally, and all he's thinking about is whether it's in the same Ha'aloma, which would mean that going back to our case, it would only be the Ktsira and the Ktsira that would be part of the same Ha'aloma. There would be no way to drag along Techina just because this carbon was being brought on the same Avera. So now how come all of a sudden Rav is ready to go along with Abaye when it comes to Techina with the Ktsira? I'm talking about Techina A with Ktsira B. How is that possible? Answers the Gemara, it's possible because, believe it or not, Rava learned from Abaye. He said, whoops, he's right. And after he heard Abaye explaining, so then, but the Shama me Abaye Savra, then he understood it, and he himself bought into Gerira personally. Wait a minute, so if he brought into Abaye, how come he doesn't go for Tchina B, being Mechupar along with Tchina A? Since anyway we dragged along Tchina A with Ketsira A because of Ketsira B. So why not just take the whole thing and give up? Well, that's because Gerira, the idea of Gerira, he holds of. But that doesn't mean he holds of a much broader concept called Gerira de Gerira. Because, look, let's think about the difference between those two, because there's a massive difference. When you're talking about Gerira of the initial Tchina A with Ketsira A that was dragged along because of Ketsira B, there is very little choice, once Abaye explains it to you, that you're not limited to thinking only about the nature of a Ha'aloma. You also have to think about the nature of what a carbon achieves in the world. So then if the carbon achieves a tikkun for the Chilul Shabbos that was caused by my forgetting it was Shabbos, it's going to have to go along and be mechaper all elements of that Chilul Shabbos, even though they were not b'halama achas vis-a-vis the malacha. But to then go along and say that a carbon that is being brought for Chilul Shabbos of forgetting Shabbos would necessarily also be mechaper because it's already dealt with agav, Gerira-wise, it's already dealt with a tchina, then that would mean that absolutely it would deal with every tchina that's associated with the aloma of that tchina. That I don't hold up, says Rava. So in other words, he's willing to take a bias new idea of Gerira, but he's not willing to apply it from Ketsira B back to Ketsira A, and then to tchina, and then back to tchina B. Okay, so now we understand their machloket. But the thing is that a milta de pshita, both Abaye and Rava are absolutely clear about one thing, and that is that the difference between Zidon Shabbat and Shigigat Melachot, and Shigigat Melachot and Zidon Shabbat does not mean that the chataot that you're bringing are in any way different, and that the impact of the chatas, despite the fact that the trigger for the chatas was different, the impact of the chatas is not different. That is an assumption that is not necessarily the case. Because this thing that appears to be taken for granted, both by Abaye and Rava, was actually a big question to Rebbe Zeira. Because Rebbe Zeira asked Rebbe Asi, or others say that Rebbe Yirmiyah asked Rebbe Zeira what the din would be if a guy did Ketsira and Techina of a Chatzi Grogeret by Shigigat Shabbat v'Zadon Melachot. Now, here we're getting into a fascinating question. The Chilul Shabbos, in this case, this is like, it's really amazing. Come on, you got the difference in the experiments over here are just fantastic. What we're doing over here is we're trying to see whether the chait of a chilul Shabbos through the chilul of the Shabbos, because I forgot it was Shabbos, is the same chait as the chilul of Shabbos through doing the same act, but doing it because you forgot the malachas weren't malachas. Now, there's a very direct way to measure that question. Would a chatzi shir be mitzaref with another chatzi shir betocha halama achat, where one of the halamot was of the day of Shabbos and memela on the ketzira and the techina, let's say, and the other one, the other chatzi shir of the same acts, was a chatzi shir that was done b'shigigas melachos, but remembering it was Shabbos. Ha! Brilliant! So now they went ahead and asked Rabbi Zera, what would be the din in that case where it's a chatzi chetzi, mao shiit starfu? And you know what he said? He said, of course not, because these are different types of chata'ot, chalukin l'chata'ot. Even if you had a shir of every one of them, they would not be mitchaprim in the other one's chatas. Now that is smack bang against everything that Abaya and Rava believed, right? He is saying there's a big mistake in everything that they said. And there was never any way that you could put together something that was coming as a korban because of a shigigas chat of Shabbos with something that was a korban on a shigigas malachas. So that means the most fundamental idea that we've taken for granted over here, Rabbi Zera disagrees with. They will not be mitzaref because you'd have to bring different chata'ot on both of them. And therefore, you're not going to be able to put together the shir. But wait, is that itself true? Are you telling me that kol echad dechalukin lechata'ot lo mitzarfe? That every time that we've got a problem with needing to bring separate chata'ot, let's say that he's right. Let's assume Rabbi Zera is right for a moment. Does that also mean that you cannot be mitzaref a chatzi shir? What would you do with the following Mishnah in Kritut? A guy eats one piece of chalev, and then another piece of chalev, and he eats it behele mechad. He's only chayev one korban. Okay, obviously. How about if he eats chalev and dam and notar and pigol, and he doesn't remember any of them? A very chayev kol achat v'achat. And continues the Mishnah, zeh chomer b'minin harbe mimin achat. In this sense, different things is more chomer when they're different items. Well, sort of obvious, isn't it? I mean, if I eat dam and I eat chelev and I eat noser and I eat pigle, I mean, why would I think I could be yotze with one carbon on all of them? So over there, obviously, it's more chomer to have done different things than to have done all the same things. Continues the Mishnah. But the following is more chomer if it's one thing that you did twice than if you did many things. And what would that be? If you ate only a chatzi zayas, and then you turn around and you eat another chatzi zayas. So if it's from the same thing, in other words, you ate chalev and chalev, then you would be chayev. But if you eat shnei minim, which seems to be saying if you eat chalev and dam, then it will not be mitzaref and it will be put. Fine. Now, right there on that mishnah, we said, this is kindergarten level stuff. I mean, what kind of crazy thing is that to say? So we asked over there, we need to be taught all of a sudden that mimin echad chayav? You're telling me that if I ate two chatzi zesim, that it's mitzaref. That is necessary to be taught? That's one achila. I mean, it can't be talking about there was two separate achilas, it wasn't betoch k'dei achilas pras, because then you never ate a piece of chalev. So you suddenly need a mishnah to tell me in Krisis that there's a din of tziruf of achila of two chatzishir betoch k'dei achilas pras? It's a halachan kol ha'tera kula? What do I need to be taught out here for? And we answered it as follows. Omer Reish Lakish Bishum Bar Tutni, we're talking about over here, that you ate it in two completely different types of dishes. So you ate a chatzi zayas in a cholent, and you ate another chatzi zayas in a stew, and it's going on Libet Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Yoshua is the shita that holds that tamchuyin are also mechalkin. So in other words, normally if you eat behelim echad, there's no chiluk chataot. According to Rabbi Yoshua, the modality of the chiluk, of how it is that you ate, creates on its own a chiluk. Therefore, you would have to bring two separate chataot if you remember the chalev in the cholent and the chalev in the stew. Each one is b'chayev its own korban. So according to this, ma'al d'teimam Reb Yeshua, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. So you might have thought that by the same token that he holds that you're m'chuyev l'chumra to bring two, if you only ate a chatzizayas in the two separate dishes, they would not be mitzdarev, even though that's a kula, and you will not have to bring a chatas. Therefore, kamash malon, that no, this din of chaluka is only vis-a-vis the separation of the chiev of the korban, but it is not vis-a-vis the question of the tziruf of the food. So lakula, he never would have said it. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? A great deal. By the way, please put down the din, tamchuyin mechalkin. We have yediot or mechalkot, as we'll see. We've taken for granted. Every single yediyah is mechale, tamchuyin or mechalkin. Only alibi de Rabbi Yoshua. Here's my problem, because in this case, something isn't adding up. Are they or are they not, according to Rabbi Yoshua, separate chataot? You said they are. If they're separate chataot, then according to what you just said, they should not be mitzarif. Isn't that what Rabbi Zera said? How can you go ahead and be mitzarif in the case that you asked me before about Shabbos, where you were kotzar v'tachan chatzi grogeret, and then you were kotzar v'tachan another chatzi grogeret, which should be mitzarif under any normal circumstances, but you're claiming are not mitzarif. Why? Because one of them was done b'shigigat Shabbat, and the other one was done b'shigigat melachot, and that's considered to be two separate chataot, excuse me. And so is this. One, according to Rabbi Yoshua, one is cholent chalev, and one is stew chalev, and therefore they should not be mitzarif because they're two separate chataot. So you see that there is no such rule that just because things are not mitzarif, things are different karbonas, that they're also not going to be mitzarif. So this throws a hatchet into Rabbi Zera's logic because it just doesn't necessarily follow. Whew. So how's Rabbi Zera going to explain that? Oh, Malay, listen, excuse me, but you're misquoting. You quoted this whole thing, Mar Aresha Masele, the Kasha. You went ahead and said what it was that Reish Lakish had said is talking about the Resha over here. And I actually, Asefa Masninanli, the Lo Kasha. It is not what it said. This is what it says. It says Mishnei Minim, what was the Sefer? Mishnei Minim is Potter. You asked the Kasha, Mimin Echad is Chayev, and you said that's obvious. That wasn't the question, excuse me. The question was on the other part. It says Mishnei Minim, you're Potter. Over there we also asked, what do you mean Mishnei Minim, you're Potter? Well, obviously you're Potter. I mean, what kind of Hava, I mean, is there to be Mitzarev, Chalev, and Dam into one Chayev? So there also we said, what's the point of mentioning that? And over there, Reish Lakish said as follows, not the way you said it. What Reish Lakish quoted Bartutni as saying is that actually we're talking about min echad over here. And the only reason we call it shnei minim is because it was eaten in two separate dishes. And it's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua says, tamchuyin or mechalkin. We didn't mean chalev and dam, for God's sake. What, you think we're stupid? We meant chalev, cholent chalev, together with stew chalev. That's what we meant. And it was in order for you not to make the mistake of thinking that just because, the Omer Rabbi Yoshua, bein lekula, bein lechumra, that Rabbi Yoshua indeed would have said, if you cannot be bringing the same korban, then you cannot be mitzarev. And that is a tremendous chiddush, and that's all that it meant when it said shnei minim in a mitzarfim. So now everything is clear. Kamash b'on the Omer of Yeshua, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, and that's all that we care about. Okay, let me just ask you something then. I mean, I want to go back and figure out how you're learning that Mishnah. I mean, if the Seifa was talking about Minichat and two Tamchuyim, then that would mean that the Reisha was talking about, the Reisha said Yerchayev, must have been talking about Min Echad and one Tamchuy. Now, why the heck would any idiot need to be taught that Min Echad, V'Tamchuy Echad, is Mitztaref in a Shir of Bichtei Achilas Pras? I mean, you have to be pretty stupid to need a Mishnah in Krisis to tell me something that you learned in the Mishnah Brura and Brochus, don't you? Ah, Omer Avuna, yes. It's talking about over here. Look at this. You ate the chatzi shir, and then you followed it by eating the other chatzi shir, right? What happens if you first find out about the chatzi shir? You first find out about the chatzi shir. And then, only afterwards, do you find out that there was another chatzi shir. What would be the din in that case? So here it says that you're chayev. What's the din if you had found out about a whole shear and then you went ahead and you found out about the other whole shear? Then you would have to bring two separate chataot. But if that's the case, then that would mean once I found out about the chatzi shear, it should not be able to be mitzarev with the other chatzi shear, because it's no longer included in the same chait, since the idea was mechalik the chataot, so it shouldn't be able to be mitztaref. Why then does it say that it is mitztaref? Because it's going according to Rebbe Gamliel, and Rebbe Gamliel says, ein yidi'ah lechatzi shi'ur. Please write that down. The concept of yidi'ah is only when the yidiyah would be sufficient to actually be mechayev you the korban. But if the yidiyah is not, it is not considered to be a yidiyah at all because it's dysfunctional. It can't be mechayev you an act. Now, once it's not mechayev you an act, it isn't mechalik in any way, and therefore it will allow you to be mitzarev to chatzai zaitim. Look, I must admit that this is one of the richest dapim that we've ever had in terms of the new concepts and the way they're being tossed around. So please don't feel that you're overwhelmed. It just requires a little bit of review, but it's a brilliant, brilliant daf that brings up so many subtleties, puts each one into its own frame and its own experimental framework in order to figure out what the din would be in terms of our thought experiments. And just hold on a little bit longer, because now we are going to question the underlying assumption in the, what we took for granted in the Machlokas of Abaye Varava relating to Grira. So let's just think about that once again. Everybody was agreed, both Abaye and Rava, they were both agreed that forgetting about Grira, you definitely are going to be Mechaper on the same act if it doesn't matter if one of them was the act that was caused because of the chilul through your forgetting it was Shabbos. The other one was caused because you forgot it was the malacha. That was irrelevant to them. All that was relevant was the question of whether it is Bahelim Echad or not. I didn't know that Ketzira A was Aser, and I didn't know that Ketzira B was Aser. What's the difference why I didn't know it was Aser? Ketzira A, I didn't know was Aser because I didn't know it was Shabbos. Ketzira B, I didn't know was Aser because I forgot my list of Lamed Tes Melachas and I left out Ketzira. Fine. But the bottom line is that's all Behelem Echad. And nobody questioned whether if I found out about one and subsequently found out about the other, that would mean that, well, you had separate yediot, and therefore you have to bring separate korbanot. Nobody thought that. Everybody was saying that for sure Ketzira A is going to be Mechaper on Ketzira B, and for sure Ketzira B is going to be Mechaper on Ketzira A, and now it turns out, all of a sudden, not so fast, buddy. It turns out that is, in fact, a big machlokas. So we're going to have to rethink about what we meant back then. So now here's the question. Before we get into all the issues of the different types of karbanos and negiah chilul Shabbos, let's keep it simple and talk about chelev again. So a guy ate two separate zeitim of chelev, and he ate this a week apart, but it was all behelim echad. He didn't know about the chelev during that whole period. Okay, now, A month later, he finds out about the fact that he ate chalev on that first week. And then a month after that, he finds out that he ate the chalev on the second week. What's the din? Rabbi Yochanan says, well, if he found out separately, then he'd have to bring two separate korbanos. Now, it isn't clear whether Rabbi Yochanan meant that he already brought the korban in between, or Rabbi Yochanan meant he set aside the korban in between, or Rabbi Yochanan just meant he found out in between. There's three possibilities here. We don't know exactly what Rabbi Yochanan means. But what Rabbi Yochanan says is a separate yediyah is a separate korban. That's a given. Reish Lakish says, no. You're only chayev once for the same chet, even if you found out separately. What's the mukkar of all of this? Psukim. Rabbi Yochanan says chayav, because if you look in the Torah, it says, O hoda elav chatato asher chata, vehevi korbano al chatato. So al chatato means on his specific chet. And therefore, each one of them is hoda elav chatato. He found out about his chet to bring the tnikeva al chatato on the chet that he found out. Therefore, you see in that pasuk, every time you find out about a chet, you have to bring a korban for the chet that you found out about. Now, that's very clear to me, says Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish says, well, it ain't clear to me, because if you look at the other pasuk, look what it says. It says, et kol chalbo yaktir hamizbecha v'chiper alav hakohen mechatato, not al chatato, mechatato v'nislachlo, which would mean that if some element of that chet was already mechupar, you don't bring anything else, v'nislachlo. Therefore, I say, if you're bringing a korban on a thing that is the same as other chalevs that you ate, one korban will serve for all of the various chalevs that you ate within that helem. Now, how does Reish Lakish understand the pasuk of al chatato vehevi? Well, says Reish Lakish, that could be talking about if you went ahead and you brought your korban and you knew that you had done chet A, the first eating of chalev in the first week, you found out about it, you brought the korban, and then you found out about the chalev on week B. There I agree. If you already brought the korban, and now you found out separately, then it's going to be different over there. It's al-chatato. So ahi la'achar kapara. That's talking about where I never had a chance to bring the first korban for what I knew. And I only found out afterwards. So then it's mechayev a separate korban. But if I would have found out before, then the single korban that I would have brought would already have been inclusive of all that I knew that I needed to bring the korban chatas for. Okay, and what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the pasuk of mechatato, which is mashma, that even any little bit will be mechaper on the whole thing? What's that talking about? Ooh, says Rabbi Yochanan. You know what that's talking about? A guy ate a piece of chalev, and then he ate another chatzi zayit of chalev. Now, he finds out about the full kezayit, okay? And then he eats another chatzi zayit while he still doesn't remember that he'd eaten the first chatzi zayit. Uh-huh. So I would have thought that the two chatzi zayim within one halama could be mitzarev to be mechaper on that second chatzi zayit that he had eaten, where it was part of a full achila v'kezayit, which was mechayev him a korban. And therefore, kamash malan, that since that chatzi zayit could never be mechayev a korban on its own, that it indeed was dragged along with the original kezayit, and all of it was mechupar. Okay. This is the conversation between that we are reading into the discussion between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Now, Ravina asks Ravashi, how do you understand the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Because there are three possibilities, and nobody's explained themselves very much. Did you find out about the second one before you had even set aside the carbon on the first one? And then what would be the machlokas? The Marasava Yediot Michalkot, Rabbi Yochanan would hold, the Yediya qua Yediya is sufficient to be Machayev you a second carbon. There's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it now. So it doesn't matter to me. The moment you heard about it, boom, that defines the carbon because it says Achatasot. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, as long as you weren't mafrish the carbon yet, then you don't have a particular carbon for a particular act. So if you found out about it, and then you found out about the second one, and only then you set aside the carbon, well, that would be perfectly okay. So there, it's only the hafrasha that's bechalik. But li'achar hafrasha, if it would be already that he set aside the carbon, and then he finds out, maybe Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. Then in that case, you would be chayev two separate ones. Or maybe it's not that way. Maybe the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is even in the case where you found out after hafrasha, in marsavar hafrashot machlokot, michalkot, umarsavar kaparot michalkot. The third level is that maybe Rabbi Yochanan argues in the case, not where you just knew, but where you knew and set aside the carbon. So if you set aside the carbon, and then you find out about the other one, that is enough to be mechayev you a separate carbon. But if you just found out about the chait, you didn't set aside a carbon, and then you found out about the second chait, Rabbi Yochanan would be motivated to Reish Lakish, that in that case, they would all be included in one. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, even if you set aside the carbon, it doesn't matter. The only time it was mattered is if you actually brought the carbon. Now, then I agree. If you knew about the first chalev that you ate that first week, kazayit, and you went ahead, and as soon as you found out, you said, oh my God, I ate chalev, you run and you bring a carbon. And then a week later, you found out that you ate carbon in the chalev in the second week. I agree that, of course, in that case, you have to bring a carbon because you weren't chayev yet a carbon until you found out. So you can't now retroactively include it in that original carbon. There I agree. But maybe, so that would mean that kodem hafrasha, Rabbi Yochanan would be motivated to Reish Lakish, that you're chayev only once. Or maybe, you know what? Maybe the third possibility is they're arguing across the board. Reish Lakish says, look, I don't give a hang. Whether it was after the Adiyah, whether it was after the Hafrasha, forget it. It's never going to be a problem that you're going to bring a separate carbon. But Reb Yochanan says, I don't care if it was before Hafrasha. Just the Adiyah itself is enough. Forget about Achar Kapara. That for sure is not the issue. So maybe both of them are arguing in all cases. Odilma Bembezu Bembezu Machloket. What would you guys say? Reading over the story of the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what is clear from their communication? Rabbi Barnea, you have destroyed Bruce's concentration. He is now bichlal not thinking about the Gemara. All he's been thinking of is making sure that I don't get into trouble because of you. So he wants to make sure that I know that you're about to attack.
For the past 2 minutes, I've been thinking I should raise the cup, etc., but I see how dry. I thought, okay, Rip, it's almost at the end. So I'm very happy Bruce stepped in because it was needed already some time ago.
And you're willing to sacrifice Bruce's daf yomi on the altar of dehydration.
I have been listening carefully and following every word of the Gemara.
No, I'm saying, Rebbe, I'm just telling you, atatite. If you will take care of your voice, we'll all be able to concentrate.
Now make me the guilty party, as usual. Okay, fine. So think about it. Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I mean, look, as he answers him, Mistavra, I mean, it's got to be they're arguing in all cases, because if not, then the Gemara's answer of, and what does Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk of Al Chatato? And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Pasuk of Mei Chatato? Is a stupid answer. Because, I mean, what's the problem? If you're telling me there is a case where they agree, so then that's the case of the Pasuk. right? If you're telling me that Rish Lakish is ready to agree that Li'achar HaFrosha, it's got to be Al Chatato, that's the answer you should have said. What do you mean, what does Rish Lakish do with the Pasuk? Rish Lakish says it's referring to the case where it was Li'achar HaFrosha, Reb Yochanan's Pasuk. And what does Reb Yochanan do with Rish Lakish's Pasuk? What do you mean? You're willing to say that Reb Yochanan admits that Rish Lakish is right if it was before HaFrosha. Instead, he gives this complicated answer about a Kazayas plus another Chatzizayas, which then would have been Mitzdarev with the third Chatzizayas. Well, come on, man. It's a very simple thing, right? So it's obvious that we know for a fact that they argue in all cases, and Reb Yochanan didn't have any way of answering Rish Lakish's Pasuk, and Rish Lakish didn't have any way of answering Reb Yochanan's Pasuk. So what can you do? It's clear. Let's see that inside. Mistabra bein bezo bein bezo machloket. Because if you're going to tell me that they're arguing kodem hafrasha pligi, but li'achar hafrasha moda Rish Lakish Reb Yochanan, that you'd be chayev too. So then why did he read the pasuk as telling me it's talking about li'achar kapora? Li'achar kapora, that's very far-fetched. Just say the pasuk is talking about li'achar hafrasha. And if on the other hand, they're arguing about Acher HaFrasha, but Reb Yochanan is Meida Kaidem HaFrasha to Rish Lakish. Well, I mean, yeah, if you didn't even put it aside yet, I agree that you can bring one carbon for both Yediyas. So then what would he have to make the complicated pasuk of Kizayas, Umechza, with the whole jazz? Let him say that pasuk is talking about Kaidem HaFrasha. So now we know the answer. He says, well, we don't know the answer. That's not true. This was not a conversation between Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish. This was a classic case of a Gemara putting words into Reb Yochanan and Rish Lakish, right? And we're asking each other in the Beis HaMedrash, so what do you think Reb Yochanan would have done with that pasuk? Or, so what do you think Rish Lakish would have done with that pasuk? Now, you, if you're asked that question, you are not going to start around thinking, well, let's see. If they're arguing in Kainam HaFrasha, blah, blah, blah. If they're arguing Li'achar HaFrasha, blah, blah, blah. Because then you're just going to get into trouble because in the end, you're going to have to give an answer that's going to satisfy both possibilities. So if you yourself are not sure whether they're arguing in Dafka Li'achar HaFrasha or whether they're arguing in Li'achar Kapora, so then you said what you said, but that doesn't mean you know. Don't bring me a rye that you know. Maybe all that it was saying was Dilma Sfukim Esafkele. Maybe the Gemara itself didn't know. The Imtim Tzolomar Ka'amar is just saying, look, I'm talking about the extreme possibilities, okay? Imtim Tzolomar Kodem HaFrasha Pligi Bar Reb Yochanan Echi Mukila Lekra. The only thing, if they're arguing, even Kodem HaFrasha, the only thing Reb Yochanan will be able to say about a pasuk that says Mechatato is this crazy case of a Kezias and a half together with that other half of Kezias. And on the other hand, if you're going to tell me that they're arguing about the case even Li'achar HaFrasha, then Rish Lakish will have to explain that the pasuk is talking about Li'achar Kapara. Okay, but I can't tell you that for sure. Now, the implications for our previous discussion between Abaye and Rava will depend on the way in which we resolve this question, which we have not resolved. So basically, we are not sure, okay? Because Rava and Abaye both took for granted that you certainly are going to be mechaper with a yediya. You're certainly going to be mechaper anyway on the Ketzira and the Ketzira. So they obviously cannot agree with Reb Yochanan if Reb Yochanan was talking about the case before HaFrasha. So then we'll have to say that all they were talking about was Aliba to Rish Lakish. What would be the din according to Rish Lakish in our interesting case of first a Ketzira Techina B'Shigas Shabbos and then a Ketzira V'Techina B'Shigas Melochas? If, on the other hand, they hold that the Machlokas over here was only Li'achar HaFrasha, so then they could have been discussing everything both according to Reb Yochanan and according to Rish Lakish, but it would be talking about before you were mafresh. So therefore, in that case, everybody would agree that one case would be mechaper on the other case. Gentlemen, this has been a very exciting daf. Let me just run over with you once again the various issues that we've spoken about. So we spoke about what chalukah will consist of. Does chalukah consist of, first of all, just separate dishes? That's called tamchuyin mechalki. When we talk about yediot being mechalkot, we are not sure because we have a machloket. Yediot may be mechalkot even before hafrasha, and just the fact that I know about it means I'm going to have to bring a separate korban. Yediot may be mechalkot only after hafrasha, and if I found out about it before I was mafresh korban, I can now be mafresh the korban on everything. Or yediot are mechalkot, but only together with the kapara of the korban. So if I was mechaper, and then I find out about the other chait, then I would be able to be, I would be mechuyev to bring separate korbanos. So this was how, dependent on how we learned the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Then we had another question, and that is, if something is mechayev a separate type of korban, is it possible for you to be mitzarev, the two different types of achila, or the two different types of chait, in the same shir? And that was true about chelev, in the case of Rabbi Yoshua, where it was different tamchuyin, but would also be true in the case of Shabbos, where over there, if you hold that there's an innate difference, and this was a big question, is there an innate difference between a korban that is being brought on a Shigigah Shabbos because I forgot the day of Shabbos, from a korban that is brought on exactly the same events, however, in the case where it's being done with the Shigigah's Melachas? That was a big machlokas that we had over here with Rabbi Zera on the one hand and Rav and Abaya on the other hand. Then we introduced a new concept of Grira, so that the Hele Mechad, however we define that Hele Mechad, which was part of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that I mentioned earlier, but however we define that Hele Mechad, what would be the din of a Grira? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, there is no difference in the chait which a korban chatas on Shigigah Shabbos is mechaper, or a korban chatas on Shigigah Melachos is mechaper. What would be the din of being gorer, a separate melacha that was done as tchina B, together with the fact that you're being mechaper tchina A, because you were bringing a korban on Ketzira A, since you had brought a Ketzira B?